Where there is growth, there is change. Opportunities for some, heartache for others. Let's talk about a topic that's pretty close to our hearts at the moment, resumption of land, with Talia Bauer from Craig Bauer Solicitor and Attorney. Good morning, Talia.
Good morning, Debbie, and good morning to our listeners. We've said it before, but the Moreton Bay region is booming and has experienced some unprecedented growth over the last decade. With an increasing population, however, comes pressure on existing infrastructure, necessitating action. The idea of losing your land to the government is unsettling. A man's home is, after all, his castle. Many Queensland property owners are unaware that, under certain circumstances, the government does have the legal ability to acquire land for public purposes, such as constructing or expanding roads, schools, or other projects. This process is known as resumption or compulsory acquisition. While it cannot be stopped entirely, property owners do have rights, including the right to fair compensation. When the government determines the need of land for public use, it must follow a legal process. Firstly, a notice of intention to resume is issued to landowners. This notice informs of the government's intention to resume land and provides landowners with the opportunity to negotiate or contest the government's decision. Savvy landowners in an area marked for resumption would communicate with one another to negotiate the best outcome for all. Power to the people, some might say. It would also be wise, as a recipient of such a notice, to seek legal advice on your rights, as inaction or delay may prove costly later on. So, what sort of compensation might a landowner receive? This depends on several factors, including the market value of your property at the time of resumption and the extent to which the resumption affects the remaining use and value of your land. Government resumption operates under specific rules. They rely on valuations that must be supported by evidence. If the resumption is agreed, negotiation with the government takes place, usually over the amount of compensation on offer and the terms of the resumption. It is generally accepted that it is the government's preference to reach agreement with landowners rather than force a compulsory acquisition. Hence, engaging in negotiations with a clear understanding of your rights and the valuation process is essential. If you do not agree to the resumption, you may formally object after receiving the government's notice of intention to resume. Usually, you have around 30 days to lodge your objection and must clearly state your reasons for doing so. The government must consider your objection, and this may lead to further discussion or adjustments to their proposed plans. It is important to note that objecting does not always halt the resumption. If the government believes the project benefits the public, it can still proceed and is able to compulsorily acquire the land. In such event, the priority is then simply securing fair compensation. We expressed empathy to those in our region recently affected by such a government decision. However, now is the time to promptly seek professional guidance and perhaps turn to your neighbour and band together.
Very timely advice from Talia Bauer, who's from Craig Bauer Solicitor and Attorney on the subject of resumption of land. You're on 101.5, keeping our community connected. Need to catch a detail you've missed? Head to 101.5fm.com.au and search podcasts.